This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I am a big fan of the writing of Carl Uwe Knausgård. In book 6 of his massive, multi-volume autobiographical novels, My Struggle, he writes about his relationship with his brother, Geir. He writes, "When we moved to Malmo, I had been afraid Geir and I would lose touch. That's what distance does. When the time between conversations gets longer, intimacy diminishes. The little things connected to one's daily life lose their place. It seems odd to talk about a shirt you just bought, or to mention you're thinking of leaving the dishes until morning, when you haven't spoken to a person for 2 weeks or a month. That absence would seem instead to call for more important topics, and once they begin to determine the conversation, there's no turning back. Because then it's two diplomats exchanging information about their respective realms in a conversation that needs to be started up from scratch, in a sense, every time, which gradually becomes tedious. And eventually, it's easier not to bother phoning at all, in which case it's even harder the next time. And then suddenly, it's been a half a year of silence. For this very reason, my mother, my father, my sister Elizabeth, and I all have a habit we call update. Every several days, we send group emails to each other with a subject line update. These emails are simply that, updates. And usually these updates feature very insignificant, not newsworthy aspects of our lives. In fact, the motto of our family update is, "It's okay to be boring." We've learned that being in constant communication about mundane things brings us closer than writing only when one of us has real news to share. If you'd like to listen to Elizabeth and me talk about the family update, you can listen to episode 2 of the Happier with Gretchen Rubin podcast. Staying in touch about the minutiae makes us all feel much more connected to each other. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.